AP News, I'm Priya Punjwani. On the Senate floor, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blamed Republicans for TSA workers not getting paid.
This long overdue agreement funds TSA, the Coast Guard, FEMA, CISA, strengthens security at the border and the ports of entry, and keeps Americans safe. This could have been accomplished weeks ago if Republicans hadn't stood in the way.
AP correspondent John Gamble reports 1 month into the war, Iran has control of the Strait of Hormuz.
The American-Israeli war on Iran has reached the one-month mark, and Tehran is still hanging on and using insurgent-like tactics to maintain its pressure both on its enemies and the global economy. Now, on the economy, that pressure really comes from its chokehold it holds on the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which about a fifth of all oil and natural gas traded once passed. Now Iran controls who goes through the strait and when. And that pressure is largely from the threat of it using drones and missiles on ships passing through without permission. That has stopped that traffic.
Vice President J.D. Vance has held his first meeting for a new anti-fraud task force. In remarks, Vance says the federal government for decades has failed to take fraud seriously.
What we're going to actually do is force the bureaucracy to take this seriously and work together as political principals to make sure that we stop allowing fraudsters to steal the American people's money. This is not just theft of the American people's money, this is also theft of critical services that the American people rely on.
Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro was discharged from a hospital in the capital to continue serving a 27-year sentence for a coup attempt at his residence in an upscale gated community. More on APnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a candidate for Vermont's governor who brings youth to the race.
Dean Roy is running for governor of Vermont. He's 14.
I kind of just looked up what the age limit was to run for governor. I figured out that there are none. Our constitution is really, really old.
The freshman at Stowe High School says he became interested in politics following a field trip to the state capitol. Then, while in the eighth grade, he worked at the capitol as a page.
As your governor, I will fight to expand affordable housing.
Roy, who created his own Freedom and Unity Party, will be the first candidate for governor under the age of 18 to appear on the state's general election ballot.
I don't expect necessarily to win. What I do expect is to start the movement and to get more young people to come in behind me and say, yeah, we also want to make change.
I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big.